The election of Ronald Reagan established that an actor could become president. Now, how about a comedian? Our critic Bob Mondello says the new movie Man of the Year suggests such a campaign would be less amusing than you might imagine.
Here's the setup. A late-night comic with a fake news show decides to run for president and, to the dismay of his campaign team, tries to do it without telling jokes. The court jester wants to be taken seriously.
They got me in because of my seriousness of purpose. They saw that, and that's why we're in this
serious
debate.
Serious talk puts us to sleep.
When was the last time any human being, any American, watched the debate and went, "Oh, God! Did you hear what he said?
I believe he talked about fiscal policy."
Oh, my God!
I'm not sure I believe that a successful comedian would be so clueless about his appeal, but let's say he is, just for the sake of the movie's best scene, in which the candidate, played by Robin Williams, changes his mind about being serious in the middle of a televised debate and more or less turns it into a stand-up comedy slam.
The Fifth Amendment against same-sex marriage. If anybody's ever been married knows it's always the same sex.
Mr. Dodd.
They don't have to do it.
What's on the mat?
Mr. Dodd, please.
It's a distraction. They point over here. They point over there. They want you not to know. You don't have to have an amendment to the Constitution burning the flag. Make it out of asbestos. No one will want to touch the flag.
Mr. Dodd.
Okay, there it is. That's what you paid for. After the debate, though, the joke is on the movie audience because just as the candidate changes his mind and goes for funny, director Barry Levinson changes his and turns the picture into a thriller about corporate whistleblowing, something about a computer glitch that threatens the stock price of a voting machine company. Do we care? No, at least not as much as we do about a prankster leading the free world. Part of the problem, clearly, is expectations set up both by the ads, which feature Robin Williams in a powdered wig, and by the fact that Levinson made a much smarter political comedy a decade ago called Wag the Dog. That one was also constructed as a thriller, but it didn't star a comedian, and it didn't spring from what is essentially a pretty old joke. Real comedians have run for president. Pat Paulson did it back in 1968, and he was copying Gracie Allen, who ran in 1940 as the surprise party candidate. Yes, the popularity of Jon Stewart gives the notion a new hook, but the movie's shtick isn't nearly as edgy as The Daily Show's.
Have you given any thought to what the makeup of your cabinet might be?
Well, I've looked at the IKEA catalog and didn't see anything I like, but I'm hoping for maybe a dark walnut with a nice veneer.
Bland and safe, as if the filmmakers are determined to make their Man of the Year appeal to red staters and blue staters alike. Politics as usual and less than thrilling, whether you're courting laughs or courting votes. I'm Bob Mondello.